In this bulletin, Melburnians head to newly opened shops and restaurants as the state records two new COVID-19 infections and two deaths. Almost 500,000 people have become infected with COVID-19 in the US over the past 7 days. And in sport, Taylor Harris wins Victoria's Young Australian of the Year. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Victoria has recorded two new coronavirus cases and two further deaths after a couple of days of zero new infections. The state is reopening today with hospitality, retail and other businesses welcoming back customers into their shops. Premier Daniel Andrews says the return to work for many today is a big achievement, but rules are still required to protect staff and customers.
I would just remind everyone that the rules still apply, and the rules, they're not against you, they're for you, so that you can continue to do these things.
The state government says the deaths reported today are from several weeks ago and are linked to residential aged care. New South Wales has recorded one new locally acquired COVID-19 case in the past 24 hours, which is linked to a known source. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she won't keep border rules in place with Victoria any longer than is needed. She's told Channel 7 she wants to be confident Victoria's contact tracing system is strong enough before opening the border.
Because it's easy to control the virus when there's no activity, when people can't move around, when people aren't working and socialising. The real test is once the restrictions are eased. And we are a courageous state in New South Wales, but we're also sensible.
Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has confirmed 18 passengers from 10 different planes were forced to undergo invasive procedures in Qatar. Airline workers are accusing Qatar Airways of state-sanctioned sexual assault after a group of Australian women were subjected to the physical exams. The invasive examinations happened at Hamad Airport in Doha in response to the discovery of a premature newborn in a bathroom. Senator Payne has told a parliamentary hearing she doesn't want to name which other countries are responding to the incident besides Australia.
Other missions are engaging with Australia in Doha on this matter. I'm not sure it's for us to identify those countries, Senator.
And the New South Wales branch of the Transport Workers Union will meet tomorrow to determine whether to boycott work on Qatar Airways planes. Almost 500,000 people have become infected with COVID-19 in the US over the past 7 days. Globally, more than 43 million people have become infected with coronavirus. The British death count has been rising this month, and on Tuesday, a further 22,000 COVID-19 infections were recorded in the UK. Meantime, the French government is considering the next steps to curb its infection levels, including a potential national lockdown. A New South Wales MP, Jihad Dip, says police should provide adequate protection to all places of worship after a vandalism attack at the Gallipoli Mosque in Auburn. A 20-year-old man has been arrested after allegedly causing $100,000 worth of damage at the site. The Commissioner of Philadelphia in the United States is calling for calm after civil unrest in response to the police shooting of an African-American man. There have been street protests in the US city over the death of 27-year-old Walter Wallace, who police asked to drop his knife during a confrontation. Ahead of a vote on police reforms in next week's election, Commissioner Omar Sabir says the public has the power to vote in community changes.
Very tragic what happened here in the city of Philadelphia, and demonstrates how much more work we have to do in our city to move our city forward. And the way we do that is by engaging and exercising your right to vote.
In sport, AFLW player Taylor Harris has been named Victoria's Young Australian of the Year for her campaigning against online bullying. The boxer is an advocate for respectful relationships after she became the victim of online abuse over a photograph of her playing in the AFL. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, sunny and 22. Melbourne, a possible shower developing, 20. Hobart, a few showers, 16. Canberra, a shower or two, 18. Wollongong, a few showers and 19. Sydney, much the same, 21. Newcastle, more rain and 21 degrees. Brisbane, showers with a storm likely and 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm, and 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.